everybody. Welcome to Richard and Johnny Versus. This week, the director's cut. My name is Richard. With me is Johnny.
Well, I wouldn't say we're here, just we're not anywhere else.
Yes. So, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, Johnny, maybe via the interwebs, what would be the best way to do that?
My official Pornhub account. No, sorry. My bad. I am available through Twitter at Varlet Speedster, which means I'm a cantankerous version of the Flash. other than that, yeah, you can get a hold of me as well through actually, you can get a hold of both of us through Facebook. And, Richard, how can they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at Whoa Richard. Or, I also accept carrier pigeons. Or, Raven.
I was going to say, I think it's ravens. I don't think the pigeon thing works anymore. Game of Thrones ruined pigeons. And New York City.
Yes.
No, Game of Thrones didn't ruin New York City. New York City ruined pigeons. Oh, we are so far off the tracks, and it is not even 40 seconds in.
I mean, I'm just going to be completely honest. This is actually not that far off the tracks for us.
we're at least, skipping stones off the track right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay, how was your week, Richard?
I had a pretty great week. How about you?
Did some comic things on Saturday, last Saturday. We haven't recorded since then, right?
No. I did some comic things last Saturday, too.
Nice.
And last Friday and last Sunday.
I can only afford to do it once every couple weeks, if I'm lucky. Anything of note that you picked up?
Yeah, well, me and the missus went to Wizard World Cleveland.
Hmm.
It was a really good time. Friday, if you haven't been to one of the Wizard World shows, they're a little odd because they'll bring in, like, the comic creators.
Yeah.
The one dude I did not expect to meet at that show, or really at any show, there's a dude who was a colorist for Green Lantern, named
Hi.
Moose.
Ah, I like him already.
And it was one of those things where, like, it never crossed my mind that I would have a chance to meet Moose.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just walking up and down the aisles, and there's Moose there.
Nice.
And I was just like, holy crap. Are you the Moose that used to do Green Lantern? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. I should buy something from you because I think you're pretty awesome.
That probably made his day. What'd you get?
I bought a sketch for my niece of Harley Quinn that he had done.
Nice.
But we did that. We went to... I went over and said hello to Corbin Burnson and got a picture with him and an autograph picture as well. Because when else am I going to have a chance to meet Corbin Burnson?
True.
Went over and got a selfie with Jay Muse because it's Jay Muse. but the highlight of Friday was the Russo brothers, who directed Captain America the Winter Soldier and are directing the upcoming Civil War, were doing a free signing. Which, it was a little funny because, like, we had to walk around just to even try to figure out where the hell their booth was.
Yeah.
And we got in there at probably, like, 3:30. The show opened at 3. And we went up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd pay for a Russo Brothers autograph as long as it wasn't too ridiculously expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found their booth, and it had the little list of what they were doing and when, and it's, like, 5 to 7, signing autographs for free? Yes.
Yeah, I take that.
So I hit up a couple booths trying to find a copy of Civil War to have him sign.
Yeah.
And we couldn't find any. Which it just goes back to something that kills me about these Comic-Con dealers. You would think somewhere in there, they would look at the list of the people who are going to be there and bring things that are tailored to them.
Like when Jason Momoa was at Fan Expo and all of a sudden everyone had everything to do with Aquaman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's heads up, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean,
if you are a vendor, look at the guest list. Guess what? Stuff that can be signed by people that are appearing and doing signings is going to sell.
Sometimes they're good at it. Sometimes, like, you'll walk in and, you know, oh, look, you know, Matt Smith is going to be here. Oh, well,
yeah.
Here's this picture that's already signed by Alex Kingston of Alex Kingston and Matt Smith. Okay, that makes sense. Like, the celebrity booths seem to know what they're doing.
Yes.
But the regular comic booths are just like, I still remember I went to Cincy Comic Con a couple years ago, the one that was put on by Tony Moore, and Ethan Van Sciver was there. Ethan Van Sciver is literally my favorite artist. And he did Green Lantern Rebirth all the way through Sinestro Corps. And I think he did Blackest Night too. No, that might have been Ivan Reis. But all I wanted was to find a goddamn copy of Green Lantern Rebirth to have him sign because I didn't bring mine with me.
Yeah.
And I had to go to like a dozen dealers to finally find anybody who had a single issue of Green Lantern Rebirth. And I'm just like, holy crap, I know you guys have these back at your store. Did you not see that Ethan Van Sciver has a booth right down the way from you?
No, they're dumb.
But anyway, yeah, so we went up and they were just doing free signings. You just told them what you wanted.
That's
so,
actually amazing.
And they had Civil War lithographs they were giving out. I'm like, all right, well, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll take some of those.
Seriously.
And so I walked over and I was talking to the guys and we stood in a pretty long line. I got into line probably like 4:15, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
And the line already stretched to the point where it was in a second line. So it was fine. But we went ahead and hopped in the line and they showed up a little after 5 o'clock and just started signing their hearts out. I talked to him about the fact that they both directed a ton of episodes of Community. I told him thank you for that because I love Community and they directed the pilot. And they, between the two of them, probably directed 35 episodes.
Wow.
I said, you know, I love Winter Soldier, but I got to thank you for Community. I love that show. And they're like, we really loved everything we did there, but I'll tell you right now, the thing we're most proud of that we've done at this point is Civil War.
Well, that's... I like that they said it, but I mean, what are they going to say?
No, I mean, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like, I'm going to sell you on this movie now.
Yeah.
Like, the way he said it, like, it sounded genuine.
Oh, that's good, though. So you had a good time, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now Saturday I had to hoof it from Cleveland back to Cincinnati and go to work. And then I had to go back up on Sunday in order to meet Matt Smith, Karen Gillan, and just for shits and giggles, Michael Rooker.
Well, what's crazy is that you could have had Frank Grillo sign that poster.
But he was only there on Saturday.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So close.
I went, ooh. I mean, Frank Grillo's actually really cheap by way of all that stuff.
That'll change after this year.
Well, like, I've already seen the price list for Wizard World Philly, because Frank Grillo's there, too.
Yeah.
Still only $35.
That's not bad.
It's not for any of these type of events, like the cheapest autograph I think I've ever seen is $25.
Yeah.
So if you have anyone who's coming in at $35, that person is pretty damn inexpensive.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, my missus, I don't I don't remember if I texted you this picture or not. Well, I was at work on Saturday. My missus got to get a picture with Thor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny because the missus picture, like, she just looks like stoked to be there. And Thor has, like, Chris Hemsworth has a nice smile on his face. And yeah. My daughter is screaming her head off. Apparently, she was referring to him as the monster.
Mm-hmm.
And kept saying the monster was going to get her.
Oh, God, poor kid. I do feel bad. Don't get me wrong. I do feel bad, but I mean, that's...
Did I text you that picture, though?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
I think my favorite is you just, like, cheesing it with Jay.
That picture, though, cracks me up because Chris Hemsworth is at least a foot and a half taller than my wife.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen the listing for Wizard World Philly?
No, I haven't. Who all do they have lined up for it?
Everybody. And I only say that kind of jokingly. Let me rattle you off the list for Wizard World Philly. And this was brought to my attention by my missus, who, look, she won't admit it, but my missus is obsessed. I mean, obsessed with Tom Hiddleston.
You know what? I can't blame her.
So, Tom Hiddleston's going to be there. So's Chris Hemsworth. So's Chris Evans. So's Sebastian Stan, Anthony Mackie, Dominic Cooper, Haley Atwell, Frank Grillo, and, of all people, Stanley Tucci.
Oh, Civil War is appearing in Philly.
Yeah.
Which, let's be honest, they probably can't do much damage to that town.
Aside from all of those people, David Duchovny and Norman Reedus.
Good Lord.
And Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, and Leia Thompson.
So a few people is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, the missus is like, Tom Hiddleston's going to be in Philly. And with Christopher Evans. Yeah, that's it. With Christopher Evans. I'm like, oh, yeah. That sounds like a bad idea. But yeah.
So it was a good time. Did you pick up any other swag as far as books go? Was there anything that really caught your eye?
No.
Any Funkos, Richard? No Funkos?
Dude, there was a lot of Funkos there, but they were all dealer pricing.
Oh, see, and that'll be... I'm going to have an airing of grievance sometime down the road. Not tonight. I'm in a good mood. I don't feel like it. But I do have a big gripe going forward.
And I don't have a problem with dealer pricing for stuff if we were buying it for a collectible. But
yes.
The thing is, most of my stuff we don't buy for collectibles. We buy because my kid plays with them.
Yep.
So I'm not going to pay you $100 for your Vanellope Von Schweetz.
Correct.
When my daughter's going to take it directly out of the box, which, by the way, loses about 70% of its value immediately. So it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't have a problem with people trying to make money off of it, but I'm just not the person for you to make money off of because my kid's just going to play with it.
Oh, exactly. Well, and it's one of those things that, you know, they haven't produced more than they're producing right now. They haven't sold more than they're selling right now. But then everybody else wanted to start getting their cut. And something that is initially, what was it, $6? I got a Hot Topic. Things are $17 now.
I don't remember them ever being $6. I'm not telling you that you're wrong. Shop,
I think it's $9.99. I think it might have been, they've doubled in price. Why? They're not making them any better.
Well, at least around me, Hot Topic is the highest price. But the reason that Hot Topic is the highest price is because Hot Topic does that bullshit buy one, get one 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
So all they're doing is they're saying, oh, yeah. Well, these are both $12.99, but when you buy the first one for $12.99, you'll get the second one for only $6.50. So you'll get them for a combined, you know, $19.50, which makes them literally the same price that Barnes & Noble sells them for. Like, everyone around me that's not Hot Topic sells them for $10.
Yeah. No, it's everywhere up here. EB Games / GameStop. They've all just jacked the crap out of the price. And I'm really annoyed because it's gone from something that was fun to collect to being like, I now have to consider which ones I can afford to have. And that's a bummer for me. But yeah, you know what? That's for another time. Although I do have one quick gripe, and this is going to seem really, really cheesy.
Yeah.
I almost got the Daredevil Netflix pop.
Yeah.
Until I saw the mask. And I thought they did it like his glasses, where it was like the clear glass like they have in the show.
Yeah.
And all they did was paint cheesy crap over his eyes. That was it.
I didn't pay much attention to him.
I was really annoyed because it just seemed like it went from something that could have been one of their better pops that they've made as far as accuracy, whatever goes, and they just dropped the ball. And I actually just walked away from it. And you know I've been waiting for this thing for like a year.
Yeah.
And I actually picked it up, put it back, and left. I'd rather buy the one of Matt Murdock holding his cane with his red glasses on because I feel like that's a better representation of the character than the one in him in a suit.
That's pretty funny.
That is
what
it is.
But at the same time, that's one of those things where it's going to cater to the audience they cater to, which is heavily, heavily fanboy audience. You have to get this right.
Yes.
And they have not.
Okay. Well, on the flip side of that, then, as you well know, I ordered my Deadpool Collector Core box.
Yes.
It came in this week.
Yes.
I love the t-shirt. Came with an X-Force Mopies, which is my first one, so go team. Still no idea what I'm going to do with it. As per usual, had the pin, the patch, t-shirt. T-shirt's pretty cool. It's almost like cool World of Warcraft class t-shirts where it's like all the symbols around the outside have to do with the class. Except for Deadpool, it's all bullets.
Yeah.
Subtle, kind of cool. My biggest thing is the pop. Such a great job on the pop. Because it's on one of the
cowboy one?
Clear plat. That was the Dorbs, which probably winds up part of Mandy's collection. Not that I don't like the Dorbs, it's not really a Johnny kind of item to display with all the cool stuff. And baseball bobbleheads. But the pop itself is it's on the clear plastic stand that I believe they started doing with Superman. I think it was Superman, the first one they did, where he was elevated. So it like kind of connects to the pop to make it look like he's in midair, mid-action, whatever. The Deadpool one is awesome because it's almost like the scene where he jumps over the car in the film, and he's got both swords drawn.
That's awesome.
So I've already thought about it, and I have Deadpool versus Thanos, the book. So coming next to my Funko Action Shot Instagram account is going to be Deadpool jumping from behind onto Thanos with the comic book off in the side shot.
That's pretty cool.
So maybe there'll be some Taco Bell in the back. I don't know if we'll have enough time. But yeah, I will 100% give the Deadpool Collector Core box a full 2 thumbs up because I actually liked everything that was in it. And I really like the Guardians one. I know a lot of people like, oh, but the mug. And I'm like, you know what? I'm drinking hot chocolate out of Star-Lord's head. I don't care. I drink Star-Lord hot chocolate. What do? You just drink feelings because you're mad. I've only gotten two of those. I've seen a lot of the products that they put in the others. I'd probably give it like an 8.5 out of 10. There's things they can do to maybe up the ante a little bit. I would like to see some like kind of off the wall stuff put in these boxes. But as far as Deadpool fans and what they got from it, I'd easily give it an 8.5 out of 10 this time.
That's awesome.
Speaking of Deadpool,
yes,
Richard, I do have something discussed pertaining to the film right now.
I believe that there is a rumor that we are going to get another mutant in the next Deadpool movie.
It's going to be a full cardboard cutout of Wolverine.
So what are your thoughts on Domino joining Deadpool?
I think that they're set up for it already with the way that, Marina Baccarin's character played into the film. Because if I'm not mistaken, they are going to, was it Copycat that she becomes?
Yeah, something like that.
But there's a way that they can kind of twist this right now where, how did it go? I'm trying to remember how the story went. Give me 2 seconds.
Copycat's
first appearance was in disguise as Domino in the New Mutants in 1991.
Okay.
But if I'm not mistaken, did she not have a thing with Cable as well?
I have no idea.
I might be wrong. Someone out there, if you guys have an idea, I know Richard's going to do it later and be like, haha, you're dumb. I believe it was Domino that had a thing with Cable. So if Copycat's first appearance is her pretending to be Domino, correct? Suddenly you have this big love triangle kind of with four people because of Copycat. Where she's like with Deadpool, but then Domino's with Cable. And I mean, your interactions between Cable and Deadpool are kind of ready-made to go because they introduced this character. So, yeah, I think, you know what? You kind of already have your film, like a subplot, ready to go. That's cool. I'm into it. Let's do it.
Yeah, I will be 100% honest and tell you, I don't know enough about X-Men book lore to tell you how much of that was accurate and how much of it was not.
Johnny's full of shit.
you may be 100% right. Dude,
I'm in the ballpark. I'm in the ballpark.
Yeah, say, the X-Men books are such a convoluted mess.
Oh.
Every time I try to get into them, they're like, oh, by the way, this book is actually part of the Messiah Principle Complex Exodus. And this is actually book 17 of that. And this is going to end in like 12 more issues. But it actually goes across all 6 of these titles. And that's going to be followed by the Messiah Principle Complex Industry Part 2. And that's going to be another, like, 40 titles over, like, 12 books.
Basically, if you want to know anything about X-Men, just go to Wikipedia. Because if you try to read the books, guess what's going to happen? Nothing. Your brain's going to explode.
I mean, literally, on a couple separate occasions, I've tried to pick up X-Men books. And it's constantly been just one event after another.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, 12 or 15 issue events, it seems like. It's just like, oh, holy shit. I don't care. I was just hoping to see Wolverine stab something.
We may get lots of that down the road.
Yes.
Maybe. But it seems like every time I say something awesome might happen, doesn't happen. I am just disappointed. Just like Batman versus Superman, putting the Flash in the film, because I hate my life. Let's take something Johnny's excited for and just ram some BS into it.
I don't know how you didn't realize that Ezra Miller was going to be in this movie.
Because they said that there would be Aquaman, and there was only hints of it, because they hadn't confirmed that he was actually going to be part of it.
My understanding was continually that he would be in it, but it would be a minor role.
I had not been told that he was even to be included.
Actually, the last thing I had read was that the entire Justice League would be formed by the end of the movie.
I don't know shit. I give up.
Hey, you know what? You know what the best part is? We are 20 days away from finding out.
I'm 20 days away from wanting to put my fist through a movie screen.
Get Ezra Miller off the screen!
I'm seriously going to be the guy in that theater where everyone's like, wow, and you'll be like, boo! Boo this man! Boo! And Maddie's going to be like, we need to leave.
Actually, if you want your boo to be like better, do it short. Just like when he comes on the screen, point and go, boo!
No, actually, you want to know what I want to do? I want to get the fail trombone from The Price is Right. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to record it, and it's going to be the only Vine that I have ever made in my life. And what's going to be called is This Flash Sucks. Oh, I'm awesome. You have to admit that would be fantastic. That's perfect.
So, speaking of Batman versus Superman, the R-rated Ultimate Edition is coming. We've spoken about that just a little bit. Zack Snyder spoke about why it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, in so many words, he said something along the lines of, you know, there's not a lot of blood in our movies. The ratings board judges in a lot of cases scenes based on how intense they are.
Yeah.
And there are some scenes in Batman vs. Superman that are really intense, but if they'd been a little bit longer, the ratings board might have gone with a R rating.
Yeah, but did you see the footnote on that article?
The Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice hits theaters March 25th?
No, the one below that says, thanks, Deadpool.
I don't actually see that. Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just being an asshole. no, it's, you know what? I'm cool with that. And I mean, I'm sure you know why I'm cool with it now. Because it'll actually include the footage with Green Bay Packers former running back Amon Green. So
I'm betting full well this version of the movie is going to be a half hour longer.
That's okay. You know what? And I'd rather do that anyway. So as much as I'm complaining about why they're doing it, because I'm sorry, but my education and my background says there's more to this than what they're just releasing publicly. And I'm 100% certain it has to do with the success of Deadpool. But I digress. We'll never know until I, you know, corner and kidnap Zack Snyder and hold him ransom. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, at least you get a version where, you know, I got friends that have kids and they want to be able to share that movie with them and kind of get them into it. And then there's people like ourselves who just want to see Batman crush Superman's face.
Yep.
Like, all I want is Batman to beat Superman's ass.
Yep.
You could put that scene in the first 5 minutes of the movie and it could be 2 hours. Ezra Miller after that, and I would still think it was a great movie. Not so much I want to see it.
I'm going to say probably not.
No, because I'd leave. yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I don't know if you do the same thing. The second I leave a theater from seeing a comic book movie, I'm already on Amazon. I'm already pre-ordering the Blu-ray.
I don't. I will be honest with you.
Here's why. Because Amazon has their price match guarantee. Any time that Blu-ray, between the time I place the order and it releases, if there is a lower offered price, they match and lock that price for me.
Did you sign us up to become Amazon affiliates?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
No, that's straight up where I get all my movies from now. Because they actually guarantee that I get the lowest price between when I order and when it releases. So I do it as soon as possible. because I'm a cheapskate and I want my movie. But anyways, that's why. And because there's no such thing as Blockbuster anymore. Thanks a lot, Internet.
I feel like you should be like, so go to my link at richardandjohnnyversus.amazon.com.
No, because Bulbs will never click it. anything else to add, like as far as what they're including in the director's cut?
No, I haven't seen a whole lot other than the fact that there are scenes that are going to be added specifically to the director's cut that have been cut otherwise.
Cool.
Like full scenes of the movie. Jenna Malone, I guess, got cut from the standard version of the movie. Still no word on who she's officially playing.
Yep.
So we will see. The first tracking has come out for the movie. And as of right now, it is looking like it is going to make a boatload of money.
Well, that goes without saying. I don't think there was any doubt that was going
to
happen.
You know, I have to be honest, I was actually starting to buy into some of the hype that it was going to flop, but you know, listening to some people on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait till this doesn't make any money. Oh, this is going to be it for DC and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But, you know, some of the news has come out. It's actually been encouraging to me, like the fact that Ben Affleck was supposedly getting into the bat suit and then rewriting scenes every day.
Yeah.
Not sure if you guys are aware, but Ben Affleck's movies have won Oscars.
Yeah.
So if he's helping to rewrite the movie, I think that's actually probably a good thing.
And the thing is, I'm getting more excited about Affleck as Batman. I know at first, like, you and I were like, oh, Daredevil in the Batsuit. But let's be truthful, we're kind of Affleck fans.
I was actually, I was okay with it. It was Greg who was like that.
Oh, no, I was just doing it sarcastically, too. I thought we were on the same page. Thanks, Richard, for ruining a great setup.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah. Did I say thank you for making me buy a director's cut of Daredevil? I'm really looking forward to thanking you next time I see you.
You said it's grown on you.
Like, I don't want to say cancer. It's a horrible joke. Fungus doesn't serve any purpose. But it makes me feel fuzzy. Speaking of Batman versus Superman, it is now March, and their variant covers for the film are being released. The first one was actually 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 2 days ago, Wednesday. The first one that got released was Detective Comics number 50. It was a variant by Raphael Grampa. and they will actually release two next week, two the week after. I think they have four for the 23rd, and then one more on the 30th. And they are all variants featuring art tying into the film, which is actually pretty cool. I believe we discussed this before. They're doing the poly bags again, like they did with Harley Quinn's Little Black Book. So you don't actually know it's Schrodinger's comic. So it's all the things you want and none of them at the same time. And credit to Richard for that joke, because that's how he got me to open my Harley Quinn one, which was nothing. Are you into these? I don't know if you're the same as me, but I mean, I see certain variants and I'm like, I need that cover.
Yeah, I am. I'm someone that I'll walk over and I'll see a variant. I'm not someone that'll pay like a ton of money for a variant.
Okay.
Like I've seen variants that go for like $200.
Yeah.
There's virtually no point that I'm paying $200 for a variant unless that variant is like, I don't know, made of gold or it's actually Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's virtually no point where I'm going to pay $200 for like a variant.
True.
But like if I'm walking over and I'm already interested in a book in particular and I see a variant cover and I'm like, oh, holy crap, look at that cover. Yeah, I need that.
Batman versus Superman. Are you going to pick any of these up?
I have not actually been to a comic shop in over a month. I need to get in there and take a look around. Looking at these covers, this Grayson cover is actually pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe.
There's only one I'm looking forward to. I don't think I actually, if you guys follow us on Pinterest, you know that we have access to everything we're discussing is on our Pinterest page as well. I'll make sure that we throw it up on Twitter so everyone knows. There was one where it's Batman in the suit. What are we calling the suit? Like, is this the super suit? The Superman armor?
Yeah.
What do we call the suit? What is this suit called? I feel like such an idiot right now. The kryptonite suit?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's Batman in his big, bulky, anti-super suit. There we go. And the variants will include, if I'm not mistaken, there's some pencil, there's some that are partial color, there's some that are full color. And you can also get, if I'm not mistaken, a custom cover by the artist.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, I believe you also get autographed ones, potentially. But that's why they're in the poly bags, because you don't actually know what you're going to get. I love this idea. I honestly hope Marvel maybe smartens up. Because I feel like this is a really good opportunity to really hype Civil War. And I'm terrified they're not going to do it. And I've already heard nothing. So,
Marvel isn't exactly known for leaving money on the day.
Yeah. But I mean, DC's already announced their big events for the next 4 months.
Yeah.
And I've already gone in and like, hey, my name on this, when you get it, it's mine. Whereas with Marvel, now they are doing the Civil War Omnibus. Which is kind of cool. I just don't think I can afford it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to be $100, $150.
I like the idea. I just don't like the idea of a 45-pound book sitting on my bookshelf.
Yep.
You know what we called that last time? The Bible.
That's pretty well accurate, to be honest with you. I mean, I do own one of the omnibuses.
Okay.
I own the the Dark Knight omnibus.
Oh, cool.
The Dark Knight Returns and Dark Knight Strikes Again. And just taking that and putting it on my lap to read it, it's just like, holy shit.
Well, it's not convenient, man. Like, it's not one of those, you literally have to lay on the floor. Like, you're 6 friggin' years old just to read it. Because you can't, it's not one of the books you can sit and hold and read. You legitimately need floor space to read these books because they're freaking huge.
Yes, they are.
Now, if they contained it in some sort of like slip cover and it was broken down into like 4 books, I would be into that.
That would be cool.
Stop putting it in one book. Never mind the fact that if you do the 4, you could do a little bit of artwork that ties them together. So if you don't know how to read, you can at least put a picture together.
I believe what you're actually referring to, though, are what we call trade paperbacks.
Yeah, but you can do the whole set by itself. That's it. I mean, it's a huge collection. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. As far as books go as well, Grant Ward debuted. I think he's going to is he debuting? Sorry, I just got crossed up because I was reading something else.
Who gives a shit?
Nobody. Thunderbolts #1 is hitting shelves. Kind of cool. Not really personally invested. If you're into some of those characters, then you might enjoy it. I don't know. It's whatever. Civil War 2.
Yeah.
Any interest?
Gaining
interest? No.
Not really. I don't know. Maybe it'll be the best thing ever, but as it is right now, I really just don't care.
They will be rebooting Captain America Steve Rogers in May with a #1 going forward.
Yeah, I saw that, and it's so that they can put Steve Rogers back into Civil War.
But let's be honest, I'm actually more into Sam Wilson being Captain America now. I think as much as, and it's an iconic character, I think you can go back and kind of touch on some of those stories. This is one of the few times where I don't feel it's bad that the character evolved.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things where you've continually got a movie coming out starring Steve Rogers, Captain America.
Yes.
So they're going to have a Steve Rogers as Captain America book on the shelves.
Yep.
So it's just one of those things where it's like, this is kind of why I have a problem with anytime they do something like this. Anytime they're like, oh, by the way, Peter Parker's not Spider-Man anymore. Dr. Octopus is.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's cool. Amazing Spider-Man 2 comes out in this time. Pretty sure it'll be changed by then. And sure enough, a couple months before that comes out, oh, look, there he is. It's Peter Parker again.
Kind of staying in line with that sort of approach by Marvel, Punisher number 1 will also be dropping in May.
Shock!
Fresh off the heels of Punisher being in Daredevil. Now here's kind of a cool kicker. Steve Dillon is actually going to be the artist on this.
That's cool.
Steve Dillon, co-creator of?
I don't know.
Preacher.
Oh, that's cool.
And he's also, he has done like classic Frank Castle stuff, but I think he's probably more well known at this point for his Preacher work, just because it was kind of a unique style. And it's actually marking the first time that a female will be writing Punisher.
Nothing wrong with that. Who's the writer?
Becky Cloonan.
I don't know who
she
that
did
is.
DC's Gotham Academy and Image Comics Southern Cross.
I have not read any of those.
He looks a little bit more like Thomas Jane.
I'm fine with that.
The teaser image, the way that they've cut his hair, the way that they've kind of built him, he looks like Thomas Jane Punisher, which, yeah, I think we're both in agreement that it's not a terrible way to go. That kind of wraps up as far as, like, publications go. I picked up Volume 4 and 5 of Mark Waid's run on Daredevil. Haven't gotten into 5 yet. 4 was fantastic. You know the villain Spot?
I don't think so.
He's a guy that can just like put up random like spots and just sort of teleport through them, or like put his arm through one and put his leg through the other.
Okay, so he's Wile E. Coyote.
Essentially, yes. And not to spoil anything, but it involves him, and he just, great book. I'm really enjoying this run. It did include Hank Pym. I was kind of disappointed it wasn't Scott Lang, because it is the new run on Daredevil. I was a little shocked they didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, but Hank,
I'm not against it, but they gave him like the classic outfit, and it just doesn't work for me with that really goofy ass looking helmet.
Yeah.
It was the only thing in the books thus far by Mark Waid that really stuck out as kind of just didn't, like, it was a square peg in a round hole. Like, it just wasn't right. Great run. I'm looking forward to reading number 5. What else did I pick up? Oh, Luke Cage and Iron Fist, number 1. Made sure I went out and grabbed the first one. I also got a variant cover for it.
That's pretty cool.
I haven't gotten to read it yet. It's probably going to be another series that I wait for the trade. But I think I'm actually going to get into that. Because
with
the Flash coming to an end, I'm going to be done buying that. I've kind of like got Daredevil, but I'd like to continue to have kind of 2 series that I just continuously stick to. So I think I'll probably go with Daredevil, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage, depending on how long that run is, because it's Marvel, so they probably kill them both next week. And yeah, I'm going to probably take a tear on Aquaman as well. Any interest in the Rebirth? Is there any one that you're particularly looking at, or are you going to kind of
I'm going to play that by ear, honestly.
Wait for the first little while and then kind of pick it up?
I pretty much have to play that by ear.
Okay.
It's just one of those things where I'm very much so writer-centric at this point.
Yes.
There are certain writers that I just can't stand. And there are certain ones that 100% I'm going to read and enjoy.
Yep.
So, you know, like, I'll probably buy anything written by Geoff Johns.
Are you excited that Manapool is still going to be tying into Detective Comics?
I actually had not seen that.
Oh.
So that's cool.
Here's what I'm thinking. So they're doing the New 52 celebration, which is where they're doing the variant cover of the first release of each New 52 comic. I'm actually pretty convinced that the guys that are doing the covers for the New 52 variants are going to be the ones carrying on those characters going forward.
It's possible.
Which is awesome, because one of my favorite artists is Brett Booth, and he's actually going to be going off on the Aquaman run.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, as far as that, I did have a story where they were talking about Deadpool and how there's no X-Men crossover coming up. I went back over the story. I don't really care. I think at this point I'm just content to enjoy Deadpool and Age of Apocalypse. They're 30 years apart. It's not, there's no, what, are you going to skip ahead and cross over? It's not going to happen.
Well, and that's kind of the problem with where they're at right now, because they've already signed on McAvoy and Fassbender for, I think, 3 more movies.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, if you sign these guys on for 3 more movies, unless you're planning on doing some more time travel shit,
yeah,
then it's not going to make a whole hell of a lot of sense for these two young dudes to be appearing in 2016.
Other movie news, just quick. Sylvester Stallone was actually spotted near the set of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Do you know what he kept saying over and over again?
I'm getting in Chris Pratt's car that he normally drives away and to the hotel.
Nope, he kept going, I'm blah. I'm blah.
So what you're saying is he's going to be one of the Nova Corps?
I'm blah.
He's going to be a Sentinel?
I'm blah.
Is this going to be Richard Rider's dad?
I'm blah.
I'm stoked on that. To be honest with you, I'm excited. If it does come to fruition, awesome. If not, I'm not going to lose sleep. It would be, I mean, I think they're in a tough spot because the rumor is that David Bowie was going to be in it.
Yeah, I had not
and
heard
I,
that.
Yes, and I think now they're just trying to fill that slot. And unfortunately, I don't think nobody's ever going to replace Bowie. Kind of weird they'd pick Stallone. Sticking with movie news as well. Duncan Jones actually released a bunch of cinematic shots for the sets built for the Warcraft film. Have you seen any of the pictures?
I have not.
Oh, my God. I can tell you right now, you and I are going to have such a great time watching this movie. I'm going to have such a great time watching this movie, I'm going to have to get rid of my computer. Because that itch is just, I'm going to be like a heroin addict. I'm going to start picking at my elbow.
I read an article earlier today that was talking about the most rare remaining in-game items in WoW.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I was reading over it, and I'm like, what the shit is any of this stuff? Like, I didn't recognize almost any of them.
Oh, wow.
I'm just like, and some of the stuff they were talking about, they're like, the recipe for thistle tea. I'm like, I know that recipe.
Yeah.
I got a rogue that can make thistle tea all day.
Yep. It makes me sad. We're like the old guys now, and damn it.
Yep. It's all
good. Anything else you want to touch on as far as this week goes?
There's no more Flash still for another, I think, 3 weeks.
Correct. They have tapped a new writer for the Venom franchise.
I saw that. I was just going to ignore it.
Well, we'll keep our distance is all we're going to say to that. Because Yeah, no. Ant-Man's on Netflix, guys. If you live in Canada and you have awesome Netflix, then you can watch Ant-Man.
I don't think it's on American Netflix yet. Which, by the way, those of you here in America land, just a heads up, I know that we have been all on National Suicide Watch since they took Doctor Who off of Netflix. It's coming back. It's going to be on Amazon Instant Video. Just a heads up. Not Netflix.
Oh, God, that means I have to watch it. Because that means it's coming off of ours shortly.
Oh, it's off of all streaming services here. It came off in the beginning of February. And collectively, like, it was weird because all of a sudden you just heard one loud fart February 1st. And what it was all of the geeks in America shitting their pants at once.
Yeah.
My wife has been hoarding episodes on our DVR because BBC America plays it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're up to 65 episodes recorded on the DVR right now.
Oh, wow.
But it will be on Amazon Instant Video sooner than later. Only other thing I wanted to talk about, it appears Sony is going ahead with the 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover movie.
Nope, I'm out.
Really?
I'm out.
No interest whatsoever? Not even a little?
No. Nope, I'm out. I'll wait till it's on Netflix. That's where I'm at.
Last question. Did you watch the Ghostbusters trailer?
No, I was actually going to wait to do that until tonight because I was thinking we could probably touch on that next week because I'm sure there's going to be lots of outrage.
I'm going to be honest. I've moved from having absolutely no desire to see it and contemplating putting my dick in a blender instead of seeing it to not giving a shit if I see it.
Yeah.
Great. I know that's not exactly a ringing endorsement, but in all seriousness, I expected this movie to be just plain awful.
Yeah.
And I mean basically everything about this movie to be plain awful.
Yep.
And this trailer was better than awful. It was a solid mediocre.
That is unacceptable to me just because of how much I loved the originals.
No,
we deserve better than what we're going to get. And I'm not against Kristen Wiig.
Well,
I think I have bigger issues so far with Leslie Jones and Melissa McCarthy.
Neither of them seem to be awful in the trailer. But again, this is a first trailer. Now, I still worry that we're 4 months away from this movie and we're just now getting the first trailer.
Yeah.
But I will continue to keep an eye on this and judge it more as we get more trailers for it.
Yeah.
Thus far, the first trailer was not terrible.
I'll watch it tonight. I'll give you my feedback next week. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not all in on this. I mean, I probably never will be.
Oh, by the way, you know what I didn't mention at all that I should have? No, just a sec. So when we took my daughter up to see the doctor and, well, Matt Smith and Karen Gillan, she was doing her same usual thing, which is the whole way through the line pointing and going, "The doctor, it's the doctor. Pond, it's Amy Pond, Mommy." The whole time we're in line. And then as soon as she gets up there, burying her head in one of our shoulders and refusing to acknowledge anybody else. Well, she gets up there, and I at least got her to say bye-bye to Karen Gillan.
Yeah.
we walk away, you know, 10 feet, and all of a sudden I hear, Amy Pond wakes me. It was really funny.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, that's basically all I've got. How about you, Johnny?
No, you know, it's one of those things. I think we're just kind of sitting, waiting for Daredevil season 2 and Batman versus Superman. Give it a few more weeks, and then we got Civil War. Give it a couple months. Actually, no, then we give it a couple more weeks, and we got Apocalypse. A couple months, we got Suicide Squad, which actually has been given the rating of PG-13.
That's not that shocking.
Shocked, surprised, dismayed?
No, not really. I mean, look, they're going to cut a movie and then see what it comes out as. It's not a movie that needs an egregious amount of blood. And, you know, I'll go back to all the Batman movies. The Batman movies kill people off willy-nilly.
Yeah.
But they did it in ways where, yes, there was violence inflicted, but they did it without a lot of blood being shown. And
yep.
Generally, that's the actual determining factor.
No, man. It's other than that, you know, everyone had that GIF party or whatever yesterday on Twitter. I don't know what the hell was going on with that, which is a sign I'm getting old. But the weird thing is, as much as I feel like I'm getting older and, like, just way too out of touch with everything that's popular, you want to know what the one thing that I find strangest is?
What's that?
I've always pictured myself taking selfies.
Good night, everybody. Nice job, buddy.
That was a good show.
Yep. You know what I just realized? I didn't actually kill the feed. Let me kill the feed.
Oh, they're still listening. You could have eaten that.